Ever feel like you're trying to learn a new language? I mean, just trying to keep up with the trading world, right? Charts, indicators, algorithms.
It can definitely feel overwhelming. Yeah, like everyone's speaking in this secret code.
Exactly. And then you try to follow the lingo, and suddenly, bam, you're caught in this whirlwind of hot tips and market predictions. Feels like everyone's got a surefire strategy.
It's true. But here's the thing. Sustainable trading success, it's not built on hype. It's built on, a rock-solid understanding of the fundamentals.
Fundamentals. I like the sound of that. So for this deep dive, we're ditching the jargon and getting back to basics. We're taking inspiration from mastering the fundamentals of trading, key tips to avoid crucial mistakes.
It's a fantastic resource, really highlights those make or break principles that can mean the difference between, consistent wins and
And wiping out your portfolio.
exactly that.
Which brings us to, perhaps, the golden rule. The one they should print on those little stock certificates, cutting your losses.
Couldn't agree more. The book cites a startling statistic, the number one reason traders lose money. It's not about picking the wrong stocks. It's about holding on to losing trades for too long.
Oh, I know that feeling. It's like hoping that pizza's gonna magically become healthy again if you just stare at it long enough.
Exactly. And hoping and wishing. They're not trading strategies, unfortunately.
So, how do we avoid this trap? How do you know when to say enough is enough?
Discipline, my friend. This is where the 8% rule can be a lifesaver.
8%. Tell me more.
So you set this limit, right? If a stock drops 8% below what you paid for it, time to sell. No questions asked. Think of it like a financial fire alarm.
Love that. So it's not about being right or wrong about the stock. It's about protecting yourself.
Exactly. Preserving your capital so you can invest in, other potentially more profitable opportunities.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But what about the opposite scenario? What about when you're winning, when a stock is going up? Selling a winner has to be a good problem to have,
Right.
right?
It should feel good, but it's tricky. It's surprisingly hard to sell when you're riding high. That fear of missing out on even bigger gains, it's real.
FOMO, the dreaded FOMO, it gets us every time.
Right. But here's the thing. What goes up can also come down, and that's where a strategic approach comes in. Consider selling, say, 50% of your position after a 25% gain. That way, you're locking in some profit while letting the rest ride. You're managing that risk.
Okay, so we've talked about cutting losses and taking profits. Now let's talk about something that I'll admit I'm definitely guilty of, falling for the allure of cheap stocks.
Ah, the siren song of a bargain. We've all been there.
Tell me about it. But seriously, what's the deal with those super low-priced stocks? Are they hidden gems or ticking time bombs?
Well, it's not about the price tag itself. It's about the story behind it. Why is the price so low? Often, these stocks are priced that way for a reason, right? They can be volatile, risky,
Yeah.
especially those penny stocks. You really have to do your homework.
So what should we be looking for instead?
Focus on quality companies. Those with a proven track record, strong management, and are in industries that are, poised for growth.
Makes sense. Don't just chase cheap, chase value. Okay, I'm taking notes. Now, all this talk about strategies and analysis, it makes me realize something else. Trading isn't just about numbers, it's also about psychology.
100%.
Yeah.
You get the best strategy in the world, but if you're driven by fear and greed, it won't matter.
Oh, tell me about it. I've made some pretty impulsive decisions in the heat of the moment, panicking when the market dips or getting caught up in the hype. Not my proudest moments.
We've all been there. And that's why, William J. O'Neill, in his book, How to Make Money in Stocks, really emphasizes this idea. Objective decision making, that's key.
So how do we do that? How do we keep a cool head when things get heated?
It's all about having a plan and sticking to it. Don't let your emotions call the shots.
Easier said than done sometimes,
Yeah.
right?
It definitely takes practice. But think of it this way. You're driving a car. Your emotions, they're the accelerator and the brake, right? But your training plan, your analysis, that's your steering wheel.
Okay, love that analogy. It's about being in control, not letting your emotions drive you off a cliff. So we've talked about strategies, managing risk, keeping our emotions in check. But even with the best laid plans, we all make mistakes. How can we turn those trading blunders into valuable lessons?
You hit the nail on the head. Mistakes, they're inevitable. It's how we learn and grow. It's about reflection. After every trade, take a step back.
Analyze.
Yes. Analyze. Did your decisions align with your plan? Did emotions creep in? O'Neill points out those common traps, like averaging down on losing stocks, buying on tips instead of doing your own research, holding on to losers for way too long, hoping for a miracle.
Ouch. Those are some hard truths.
They are. but recognizing those pitfalls. It's essential if you want to improve.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are the key takeaways our listeners should remember?
It all comes back to the fundamentals, right? Mastering the fundamentals. This isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process of learning, adapting, refining your strategies.
It's about building that discipline, managing that risk, making decisions based on logic and analysis, not on gut feeling.
Precisely. Tune out the noise. Tune out those hot tips and those get-rich-quick schemes. Focus on the principles we've discussed today.
Love it. Focus on what truly matters.
And now here's a little something to think about as you continue on your trading journey. How can you create a trading environment for yourself that, you know, minimizes those emotional pitfalls and maximizes your chances for success? That's something to ponder, isn't it?
Absolutely. Food for thought.